Well, Tony, here we are with the penultimate lesson in book five.
Indeed. Shoemaker's Daughter is a reel composed by legendary cavern fiddler Ed Reavy, who lived from 1897 to 1988. Now, Ed Reavy is one of the most important historical figures in Irish music. His compositions number in the hundreds. His most well-known ones would be the Hunter's House, Mortarboard Chapel, Shoemaker's Daughter, The Highest Hill in Sligo, and Love at the Endings, just to name but a very few, and leave out so many classics. He spent the majority of his life in America, having migrated there with his family in 1912. The A part of this tune is played in a G Mixolydian mode, whilst the B part is in G major. Now, transcriptions in Irish music of tunes that change to different modes that retain the same tonic note often mistakenly use the same key signature. In this transcription, you'll see that the A part contains the key signature for G Mixolydian, that is, there are no sharps or flats, and that the B part contains the key signature for G major, that is, an F sharp in the key signature. This, I believe, is a true representation of the two different modes used. The first part of the tune is fairly compact, and by that I mean that you'll be able to play the whole of the A part from the open position. The B part is more challenging, to say the least. For the first 3.5 bars of part B, I've arranged the fingering for the 7th position. That means you'll be playing between frets 7 and 10. The fingering for this is the first finger plays notes on the 7th fret. The second finger will play notes on the 8th fret, and the 4th finger will play notes on the 10th fret. There are no notes on the 9th fret, so you don't have to worry about using your 3rd finger. I strongly recommend that you play this tune with this fingering very, very slowly until your fretting hand becomes familiar with the unusual fingering, until playing in the 7th position feels normal. At first, this may seem very difficult, but I use this analogy, another one of my famous analogies. Now, I live in Melbourne, and I can't use chopsticks. And living in Melbourne, I really don't have a need to learn how to use chopsticks. But if I were to live in various parts of Asia, I'd pretty well have to learn how to use chopsticks or starve. Now, I'm sure that after an initial awkward period, I'd become used to using them. So 7th position is the musical equivalent of learning how to use chopsticks.
And of course, listeners can buy book 5 containing all 18 lessons in this series at www.irishguitarpod.com for $9 US and download it immediately.
All right, and we'll see you all next week for the last lesson in this series.
See you, Tony.